7.
Program. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there to share with you. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites, and we give it away. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Derek J.
And we're going to go right into your phone calls. And then coming up, bad cops and all number of other things we could discuss. But your calls come first. So let's go. Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling from Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah. Take it off speakerphone.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. It sounds much better that way. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to compare what I think is the extension of the peace movement in the 60s, because I'm old enough to have seen both the liberty movement and the peace movement. And
how old were you in the 60s?
I was a teenager. I was
okay.
In high school. I was listening to a song called Slow Train Coming by,
Well, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I knew it a second ago. Anyway, the Slow Train Coming song, it talks about there's a slow train coming around the bend, and it talks about how we're having all these upheavals and the problems with the wars and how the politicians are a bunch of crooks. If you listen to that song, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube.
Could it be the Bob Dylan song, Gene?
Yeah, Bob Dylan. You could
just
apply to today. And I see there was like a big gap between the 60s and basically about 5 years ago when the Liberty Movement started catching on with Ron Paul's first, actually a second run for the White House. But I see that as kind of being a sleeping period in between, but a continuation of the same type of movement, because in the 60s we fought against the war and we actually defeated the powers that be that were trying to keep us in the war.
Yeah, but then the hippies became
they?
Then the counterculture became the man.
In many cases, a lot of the people lost their heart and soul. Yes, they did.
So but, you see a victory that happened?
Because yeah.
I wasn't around, but the way I look at the history of the wars is that the hippies never won. Hippies gave up.
Yeah, we ended the war in Vietnam.
Okay.
That was mainly due to the counterculture revolution.
Mm,
it wouldn't have ended other than that.
I see.
We would have probably stayed there and more people died. I don't know how many people the counterculture revolution saved, but I believe that it did save some, and it definitely brought attention to the fact that we don't need to be in those wars overseas dying for who knows what. And that was the big message back then. And now we're looking at Afghanistan and possibly Iran. And the youth, again, are the ones that are driving the movement. And us old folks are just kind of tagging along. And the few that are actually on the right train, the slow train moving. And I think that Bob Dylan was trying to say that this is a long, slow movement. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a lot of time.
Tell me about it.
So we've been working on it now for 50 years.
Yeah.
And we're getting closer, and it might take, you know, who knows how many more years. Although I think once the economic collapse occurs, and I finally bought me some Bitcoins, by the way.
Oh, excellent.
So, hey.
Yeah, so I'm on the Bitcoin bandwagon now. But
great.
I think that it will eventually collapse. The currency is going to collapse. The economy will have to then pick itself up by the bootstraps, and it will be little neighborhood community stores.
Well, you know, it's an interesting analogy, the train, right? Like, you know, it's taken a while to get going, but once that thing gets up to speed, it's going to be, you know, unstoppable, right? I mean, because the ideas of liberty are so persuasive and so morally correct and so practically valid that over time, now that we have the internet and communication is so easy, a lot of these young people that are getting involved with Ron Paul and the liberty movement are going to, you know, continue spreading these memes and these ideas, and that's only going to result in more activism and hopefully they'll stick this time.
The internet is a godsend. Back in the 60s, all we had were underground newspapers that went from, you know, they would be printed locally in your little city or whatever it was and be handed out by hand by hippies on the corner. And that's how everything was communicated back then. But they still managed to put together marches of thousands of people.
Yeah, we don't have that today.
Particular days. And now we've got the internet, and we've got Twitter, and we've got YouTube and all this stuff where we can actually communicate and see what's going on all the way around the planet. So
it's pretty exciting, but for all that communication, we don't have the numbers of the protests like they did back in the day.
You're
right. Getting thousands of people together today is a very challenging task.
Because today we don't have as much money as we had back then. Keep in mind that even though the hippies didn't have a lot of money, the resources were there because they would have their communal houses, they would have... they would get together, but the money went farther. The money that they did have bought more goods, because the dollar was worth something back then. Keep in mind, we had silver in our money up until 1964.
And Gene, I'm curious. Point. I've heard from people who were around in the 60s that a big part of ending Vietnam was the media showing the reality of war. Now, the mainstream media is not going to do that today. So do you think that independent media could do the same thing that happened in the 60s to end the wars abroad today?
I think that independent media is what we're going to have to rely on, because obviously the mainstream media has been bought and paid for, and you're never going to get the truth out of them. But yes, the media did pay a lot of attention, but if it weren't for the masses of people marching, I don't think that even with the media that it would have made a lot of difference, because the older folks were still just looking at the media and going, oh, that's just too bad, you know, but they wouldn't do anything about it.
I see. Thank you.
Gene, thanks for the perspective. Any other comments you want to share?
Buy your Bitcoins.
Did you get yours over at BitInstant.com?
Yes.
Excellent. And was it an easy process for you?
It was. I just had to go down to the bank and drop the money in and...
How quickly did you have the Bitcoins once you actually did the deposit?
Actually, I haven't checked my wallet yet, but I'm assuming that it's in my wallet now. I did it today. I went to the bank. I printed out my little transaction receipt, and I went to the bank. I was a little disappointed because the bank still asked for all kinds of identification in order to make the deposit.
Really?
So I don't know if that's required or if it's just...
That's interesting, because that's the feedback we've had from folks is that... The people that haven't been going in New Hampshire to do this have had all kinds of, identification requirements asked of them, like at the MoneyGram location.
Weird. And now even at, like, CVS's and stuff?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't heard a lot of feedback,
right.
But from the people that have given feedback, like here in New Hampshire, you can walk into the CVS and totally BS them on the information that they
ask me to actually provide ID. I could have easily given them false information.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, because it's weird. Like, why would a bank care who's depositing? Usually they don't care about that. Oh,
we'll
give us money.
Yeah,
we'll take it from you. We'll
put
it in
that account. Because they don't want money laundering happening in their bank. That's why.
Mm.
You know, it's all about the drug war.
Terrorists, thanks for the call tonight, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you. By the way, he's talking about BitInstant.com, which is where you can go to get your hands digitally on some Bitcoins. You can turn cash into Bitcoins and then use the Bitcoins for whatever purpose you want online. It's an online, digital, decentralized, basically, it's online cash. And it is better than cash because it's online, so you don't have to be anywhere near the person to which you want to send it. They could be halfway across the world, and they can have their Bitcoins literally in an instant when you send them to them. And it's mathematically impossible for anybody, including the government, to stop you from sending or receiving those payments. You are totally in control of your finances when it comes to Bitcoins. And yeah, that means there's a little bit of extra risk that comes on because, you know, you're your own bank and you need to protect your Bitcoins from being accessed by unauthorized people. But it's an amazing technology that actually is changing the world and the way transactions are being done online. So I highly recommend you learn more over at weusecoins.org. And when you're ready to jump in, as Gene just did, go to bitinstant.com and they will make it easy for you. Go down to over 700,000 locations and just deposit cash. It's easy. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots of features on the site, including archives. They go all the way back to late 2006, and they're all completely free for you. In fact, when you go to freetalklive.com, you see there on the front page There are the last 7 days worth of the show right at the top of the page. Then if you click into the archive section, you can go back for years worth of the show. In fact, you can also get them through our SoundCloud page, which makes it easy to share each episode with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or Reddit or whatever social networking site is your preference. And you can find our SoundCloud page by going to freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find the SoundCloud link right there. Click into that, and then go and download as many episodes as you like. You don't have to log in or jump through any hoops. There's no membership fee or anything you have to do. You just go and enjoy it. FreeTalkLive.com. And when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. It's the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. And it's so easy to use. I've got one in my vehicle. I've had it out for, I think, probably a couple years. And it's a great little device. It's got video cameras, two of them. So there's one in the front, meaning you record everywhere you drive. And one in the kind of the cab. So it's recording the, you know, where you're going. And it's also recording what's going on in the cab simultaneously. There's a microphone that you can turn on or off. I recommend leaving it on. And so that way you get pulled over. You can see the cop at the window. You can hear the conversation that is being had, and you've also got the footage of how you were driving previous to the cop pulling you over. Plus, there's GPS in there as well, which records your driving route and the speed that you were going. This thing is unsurpassed. It's an amazing little device, and it's on sale. So if you go to freedomcam.net, you get $30 off the regular price right now. It's a limited time sale, so get over to freedomcam.net. You've heard us talking about it. You've heard us recommend this thing before, and it's really a great device. I wouldn't put it in my car if I didn't think it was a good product. So freedomcam.net on sale, and they take Bitcoins too.
Woohoo!
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Kelvin in Colorado on the amp lines. Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Kelvin.
Dirk. Hey.
Kelvin.
Hey. I just wanted to relate my experience with buying the Bitcoin. I've done it two different ways through BitInstant.
Okay.
I've purchased them from a couple of different Walmarts using the MoneyGram method, which, you know, where they ask you to fill out the form and, you know, all it takes is a little creativity to remember what address you want to put down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked fine. And the second, and then I've also done it through the bank deposit at Wells Fargo. And they ask for no ID whatsoever.
Hmm.
And what you're basically doing, I'd advise you to take the piece of paper that you get from BitInstant in there with you, because it has the account number of, I presume it's BitInstant's account number, and what you're essentially doing is making a deposit into BitInstant's bank account, and then when they see that you've made that deposit, then they arrange to buy your Bitcoins or however all that works. But at no time did anybody ask for any kind of ID. That the only, they were... You don't ask me where did I bank, other than, you know, just to try to get me.
Yeah, they wanted you to open an account. That makes sense.
Yeah, they were very polite and persuasive about wanting to talk me into an account, so maybe that's why they didn't hassle me about ID. But basically, all you're doing is depositing money into an account.
Right.
And
so they don't even know. So, like, the bank agents have no idea why you're doing that. They don't know that you're getting Bitcoins. They don't know what that money is for.
Exactly. So it was painless, and I think you probably should check this, but I think it's less expensive if you go to the bank and do the, you don't have to pay the wire transfer fee, and it's actually less hassle because you don't have to make up any names or anything like that.
I definitely want to try the bank thing. It's just that every time I decide I want to go and do Bitcoin, it's after banking hours, and so CVS and Walmart are my only options at that point. But it's been really convenient with those two choices. Kelvin, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, have a great night.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
man.
Kelvin.
I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I mentioned we were going to talk a little bit more about cannabis earlier in the show tonight. And we had discussed how there's an old farmer, a 74-year-old man in Germany, who accidentally planted a crop of something like 1,000 hemp plants. And so,
terrorist.
Yeah. ridiculous what they do to people. And hopefully he'll get out of that situation without any criminal charges. We've yet to hear about whether that's going to happen to him or not. But in other news, maybe a little bit closer to home, the LA Times is reporting on medical marijuana going back underground. Now, why would that happen?
Because I have some guesses.
Go ahead, take a guess.
All right, so this is people who are buying medical marijuana and then selling it themselves to private customers who, say, may not want a card registered with their government?
Actually, no. It's the pot dealers, like the clubs, the compassion clubs.
All right, then fill me in.
They're going back underground. And I don't know if you'd heard, Derek J., but the Los Angeles City Council, and I don't know if they mentioned this in this particular version of the story, but the Los Angeles City Council has been cracking down on these clubs. They've created an ordinance that basically bans them from any kind of commercial area, like, you know, storefront property.
Hey,
if you want to have,
that's not nice.
Right, if you want to have one of these compassion clinics, it has to basically be open in a warehouse district back in, you know, some S-hole part of town.
Bad for business.
Yeah, where nobody wants to go, where it's scary. And, you know, the claim is that these guys are bringing bad people around into the areas in which they have their clubs.
They're like cancer patients and people who need medicine.
Crippled people, yeah. So
how dare they?
So what's happening? Well, the LA Times reports Joe Mazingo writes, he says a stocky one-time mortgage broker is speeding through Costa Mesa in an old pickup with 2 pounds of weed in a paper bag. He wears gray cargo shorts and flip-flops and a faded cap with the image of a marijuana leaf stitched on the front. He just smoked a joint as thick as a knuckle. Cypress Hill thumps through the cab. I'll hit that bong and break you off something soon. I gotta get my props. Cops come and try to snatch my crops. These pigs want to blow my house down. Some lyrics from the Cypress Hill song. For a man whose apartment was raided recently and now faces felony drug possession and cultivation charges, he doesn't seem particularly worried about the mission at hand. Ricky rants about a federal and local crackdown on medical marijuana that closed various dispensaries that he ran and forced him back into the streets where he began as a teenager in the 1970s. Except then he was a dealer, and now he's a mobile dispensary. It's too late, he bellows. The genie's out of the bottle. A huge demand has been created. It's back to the underground. Anyone who's smart is just going to take it back to the streets. He says he knows a lot of people scurrying to the shadows. As the state has struggled and failed to regulate the medical cannabis industry, and local law enforcement agencies and the federal government have tried to curtail it. It's an easy journey to the underground, as the line between the legal and illegal markets in California has always been sketchy. The medical cannabis trade didn't arise from a boardroom meeting when voters passed the Medical Marijuana Initiative Proposition 215 back in 1996. It was a historic occasion when people overwhelmingly came out and, you know, they said at the polls, hey, we want sick people to be able to have medical cannabis. And it's just been a struggle ever since then to actually try to sell it to folks, especially in L.A., where the city council's decided they don't want to have any cannabis shops being visible to people, and they've literally been cracking down and shutting down storefronts. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the details.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. Plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got news updates. You can get signed up, email, Twitter, Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And you know what? Oh, I've totally dropped the ball tonight. I should have been hooting, and I'm just not practiced at it enough, especially because normally Mark's here, and like we'll both hoot. And, of course, hooting is where we do Twitter and Facebook at the same time. So we post one thing, and it posts to both of those, and I've been terrible. I haven't hooted since the beginning of the show.
It's not too late.
It's not too late. I'll try to get one out here in a little bit. So, accept my apologies. Normally, we're pretty good about it. Over at news.freetalklive.com, you can get signed up there. There's been a lot going on here. As we continue, we'll take your calls about anything. The medical pot situation in California, specifically the Los Angeles area, it's deteriorating. The city council has been cracking down. They have passed an ordinance, overwhelming. I think it was like a unanimous vote. That basically bans all of the, essentially bans the medical cannabis shops from the city limits.
Now, where are the Hollywood Obama endorsing celebrities on this issue?
Nobody's going to stand up for these guys.
Snoop Dogg, get in there.
He's been in Jamaica and he turned himself into Snoop Lion. I don't know if you heard about that.
No, I guess I'm out of the loop. But I would think that someone
it made
over
big news. He's Snoop Lion now. He is the reincarnation of Bob Marley.
Right.
That's what he says.
I'm sure there's some Hollywood pot-smoking, you know, Cheech and Chong type guy who can
Tommy Chong. You can count
promote
on
these things.
You can count on Tommy Chong to come out and
he's a
and
big
help,
name.
But we're talking about hundreds of pot shops, and you know it's one of those situations where they're just going to pick off these little guys, and nobody's going to take the time to stand up for them because there's just so many of them.
Tommy Chung, get in there and rabble rouse. We need
he
your
should.
Help.
He should. He's already gone to jail.
I know.
I mean, poor guy. He just wanted to sell some bongs.
I know. I hate to ask a guy who's already given so much to keep on giving, but...
Well, you know what it's like. I mean, after they put you in jail and put you out on a suspended sentence, they've got you on a leash.
Yeah, it's true. It's neutered me in a way, and so I feel for Tommy Chung and Snoop Lion. But I hope that someone... 50 Cent, get in there. I'm just hoping... Someone will pick up this pot thing. Paris Hilton, she's big on the weed, and Madonna too, I'm sure. So they're all out in California. They need to help these pot shops out because I know they're going to the dispensaries too.
They're bailing out. These guys are calling it quits. Some of these cats. I mean, again, this is not for all of California.
They don't want to go to the bad neighborhoods to go get their weed.
But it is. Well, they still have all their connections. Like whoever it is that's providing the growing for these shops. They're still doing their thing. It's just the shop owners themselves are saying, screw this. We're just, you know, if the city of L.A. is going to come after us, we'll just go back to the way it used to be, and we'll just deliver the product directly to the customer and cut out having the storefront. But here's a little bit more from the story from the L.A. Times. It sprouted the Proposition 215 was passed in 1996 by the voters, and that was their medical marijuana provision. It sprouted out of the marijuana networks that had already existed with largely the same growers, middlemen, and customers. As the medical cannabis industry evolved, sharp differences with the illicit market developed, but only at the extremes. The AIDS patient getting his lab-tested cannabis from a dispensary in regulated city like Berkeley on one end, and the street dealer selling Mexican cartel weed to high school students on the other. In the middle was a vast, amorphous gray zone, and many operators have found it wise to stay there, keeping their heads low and leaving no paper trail, which is how Ricky does business. No taxes, no permits, and no paperwork. He stashes his cash in safe deposit boxes all over and buries it in the ground. But he still sells only to people with medical recommendations, he says, mainly in case he lands in court and needs a defense. At 48, and by the way, it's not hard to get these recommendations in California. It's not hard at all. You just basically have to seek one out, find the doctors that are willing to not really be too concerned about the maladies that you're claiming, and will write you a prescription.
I don't even know that you need a driver's license. I think you can just walk in there all drunk and just say your eyes hurt, and they'll give you a card.
I don't know. It just depends on the doctor, I guess.
Yeah, anecdotally, this seems to be the case, that people could just walk in and get a card.
At 48, Ricky has been an entrepreneur in legal and illegal ventures since junior high school in Long Beach. I met him through a mutual friend, and he asked me to withhold his name and key identifying traits for the story. Ricky's an alias that he's used, and he agreed to be interviewed on condition that he not be identified beyond that. If prosecutors knew he had resumed growing in the two bedrooms of his apartment after the raid, or that he had 96 plants on the North Coast, or had two girls delivering packages all over Orange County, or that he used to distribute Mexican and Canadian pot in the 1990s, it would undoubtedly complicate his legal problems. The strain of bud that he has under his seat today is relatively mild, grown on a patch of Mendocino soil that he had a stake in the previous summer. His gruff voice overpowers my questions and even the rap music, and it's clear the joint he smoked has set loose a runway train of thought. Forget complying with city regulations, he says, or the State Board of Equalization, which collects sales tax. He says all you're doing is creating a record for when they come back to get you later. Cops want to make this weed. The cops want to make this weed again. It's medicine. I believe in this, he says. I need it. I got my card. It helps me deal with every day. I do get high on my own supply. He laughs hard enough to cough. The above board thing is a recent phenomenon. It was always illegal, and it still is in Orange County, he says. As Ricky tells it, he loved the weed since the moment he first tried it in seventh grade. In shop, he and his friends made little wood pipes with a grinder and a drill. He never thought it made sense that it was illegal when alcohol was not. You don't have to be that old to figure out that this whole cannabis prohibition thing is a total farce and totally ridiculous. A friend's older sister was a hippie with stoner boyfriends, and from them, Ricky, at age 14, bought good Mexican centimilla, divvied it up, and sold it to his buddies. He broke even on the deal, but kept a portion for himself, which is the way a lot of people get into selling weed, is by wanting to help their friends get some and get a little bit for themselves on the side so they don't have to pay for it. He says he met more connections and cut more deals. He earned a business degree from a respected Southern California university and met a friend from Santa Cruz whose brother was a pothead. Making a couple of dope runs up there, he supplied his dorms when the rest of the region was going through a weed drought. With capital from his dealing, he says he started a car repo business when he was still in school and managed to buy two homes in the Inland Empire by the time he was 26. He kept his hand in the marijuana racket and in the early 1990s started working with a man who was importing 100-plus pound shipments of Mexican and Canadian pot every few weeks. Ricky helped distribute the drugs in addition to his legitimate jobs, sold the repo business and started a heavy equipment rental firm, bought real estate and got into the mortgage game. But in 2002, he says the cannabis importer lured him away from what he calls a six-figure job in an Orange County mortgage firm to work full-time. He says, I used to be a money-hungry yuppie, believe it or not. I drove a new BMW. My problem was how to deal with the money physically, he says. Years of hard partying with booze and drugs culminated in heart failure in 2005. The weed importer's foreign supply dried up, he says. He tried to regain his health, giving up on heavy drinking and drugs other than marijuana, and set off on his own. He bought cannabis from growers in Humboldt County and always grew some of his own and sold it to dispensaries popping up around L.A. In the new verbiage of the medical pot world, he was a broker or a vendor. He saw how the dispensary sold his weed for more than twice what he paid for it, which showed him how lucrative the retail end could be. So, with a partner, he opened his first shop in 2008 in Long Beach. He did well, but it closed a year and a half. Why? Not because of competition, but due to new city rules. And he started another and then another, growing plants in his apartment to supplement the supply that he bought by the other brokers and growers. The shops did well, and he says he felt pride bringing quality marijuana to people for low prices. Despite the problems, he was in the sunlight for the first time in his marijuana career, and he enjoyed it. He'd always known he could end up in prison, and had prepared for it mentally. And I can tell you, California prison, not a good place to be. But things seemed to be changing. Then he got busted. From a tip, police put his apartment under surveillance and noticed his Edison meter was spinning like a ballerina, a sure sign that grow lights were guzzling power. They served a search warrant last year, seized his plants and about $20,000, charged him with drug possession and cultivation, and he's now preparing for trial. So had he not gone on the up and up, had he not opened his stores, had he not put his operation out on Front Street, and had he continued selling to legal customers, which is what he's doing now that he's out of the storefront business, he probably never would have had the heat come down.
No. And it sounds like he's really afraid of having this paper trail, of being out in the open.
Right.
Having a paper trail would be good for a legit business, but it's a bane to weed dealers now because it puts them at risk of lawsuits.
Right. And, you know, you get into this thinking that it's legal, and then all of a sudden you get raided anyway. They come in, and a lot of cases they'll just steal your pot and steal the cash without charging people with a crime. There's a little bit more about his story here and what's going on in L.A. 855-453. Your comments are welcome if you live out that way. 1-855-450-3733. Take control. Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards.
For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts to dial in now, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, sex toys all throughout the yard. Derek J. will tell us about that.
Woohoo!
Sounds a little strange. We'll find out more. 1-855-450-3733, but still time for you and your thoughts if you make the call right now. You can also join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. We have different options for you, but the primary one is Amazon. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. Click into the Amazon that's right for you, and then just get your shopping done. It's the regular Amazon experience that you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. If you don't enter through our affiliate links, then Amazon keeps all their profits. If you do enter through our affiliate links at shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a cut. And it's something like 7% on most items. Like electronics, I think it's only about 4%. But pretty much everything else, it's 7%, which, you know, that's not too shabby. So start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference. Now, there are some things you can't get on Amazon, like Master OG, Blue Dream, Skywalker, Mad Men, Rigor Mortis, OG Kush, AK-47, White Widow, Blueberry, Purple Haze, you know, you name your favorite strain. Unfortunately, you can't yet buy marijuana over Amazon, but maybe someday that'll be possible in a world that I think you and I would like to live in, Derek J. That would be a nice thing, huh?
Yes.
And, you know, you try to make it happen. You try to change the system. That's what they did in California with Proposition 215 back in the mid-1990s. They changed the system. The medical marijuana provision was a huge step in the right direction. It created a lot of other states. Now, I think something like 14 other states have medical marijuana provisions in the law. And it has helped people who are sick, help people with really debilitating conditions get, you know, they feel better. And in some cases, like AIDS and cancer patients, hold the food down, you know, kill the nausea that the pills they have to take creates, so they can actually eat and actually look healthy as a result of being able to feed themselves. I mean, marijuana is an amazing drug, and there have been so many studies that really show, or cannabis, that show that this thing, you know, this plant really helps people in a lot of different ways. But nonetheless, the police still want to put a stop to it. They still want to reverse the trend. They want to crack down. They want to stop people, even who have medical marijuana cards and who are legitimate vendors, according to the California scheme. They want to stop them. And that's what this story is about from the L.A. Times, about how one man who for a long time was a dealer in the underground market, the weed became legal, at least semi-legal, for medical purposes. He went into the legitimate side of things and was feeling great for a while. He was helping people who are sick, and he was able to make money at the same time and do something that he loved to do and that he'd been doing for a long time.
Was expanding and getting successful until cops and bureaucrats put guns and jail cells in between him and his patients.
Yep, until the raid where they served a search warrant, seized his plants at about $20,000, charged him with drug possession and cultivation. And even if you've got everything, all of your ducks in a row, even if you've got all the paperwork that's necessary, all the governmental permits and licenses and everything, that doesn't stop them from doing whatever they want to you. If the police want to destroy your business, they can just come in and destroy your business. And then later, maybe you can prove to the court that, oh, yeah, it was legal. Look, here's all the paperwork, all my stuff that you need to see. Look, it was all legal. It doesn't matter then. Your business is gone. They've succeeded at what they set out to do, which is put a stop to you. Here's the rest of his story from the L.A. Times. He says that he's preparing now for trial, and with the cities and the federal government cracking down, he decided to close his last shop in March. He says he's learned a lesson from his dispensary interlude, but it's not about staying away from pot. It's about thinking the government is ever going to accept the drug as legitimate. He says everybody old school was amazed at first. You can have a store and advertise and be above board, but the reality is you can't do that. Everyone is just registering for their own takedown. He says that now his headquarters is his three-bedroom apartment, which is once again filled with pot plants. Young seedlings and clones sprout like little green starbursts all over his deck. His back bedrooms are jungles of various strains and shimmering under blazing sodium lights. Branches of marijuana hang on lines over his own bed, drying out. Like many growers, he loves to show visitors his plants. And he takes a swim in the ocean and sits at his coffee table watching TV as he trims the buds to sell and texts his girls on where to deliver it. He says he makes sure to deliver only to people with a doctor's recommendation for marijuana to comply with the medical marijuana laws, but keeps no paperwork. He says a lot of the medical market is still underground because people don't want to be registered. Nurses, teachers, firemen, they can get fired for using marijuana, he says. Two young women do the smaller deliveries, and Ricky does the larger transactions. On this day, he's meeting a friend, a manager of a marine supply store, whose mother is in a senior citizen's home. He says they don't have a supply, so he gives it to her, and she distributes it. Can you imagine that? Grandma in the old person's home is dealing a little bit of pot to her friends.
Thank goodness. Bless her.
It's awesome. He says that he sells it to other people as well. He pulls up in front of a liquor store next to a green sedan. What's up, brother? He says. He gets out. How you doing? Hey, bro, his friend says, slipping him an envelope with $3,000. Ricky hands him a bag of bud, and they part. Not much different than it would have gone down 30 years ago, except for a broader clientele. I just thought that was an interesting story about, you know, one man's experience in trying to go legit, trying to use the system, trying to use the system that was ostensibly set up to make this possible for people who are sick to get their hands on marijuana out in the open. And the governments, the local governments in California, the police, they just don't care what the people want.
Guy has a business degree, really made this a successful operation, was treating patients who need help.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. Pot's bad. Can't have pot out in the streets.
No. For cops to get into the way of people who need help, it is just atrocious.
And when will this end? When will we finally have some serious form of decriminalization that the police will finally just leave alone and look the other way and go and investigate real crimes with victims? Can we have that happen sometime in my lifetime?
It's all about incentives, right? People respond to incentives, and if the police know that they can just pull over someone and then search their car because there's a drug war on, when the Fourth Amendment doesn't mean anything, it really helps them catch criminals, helps them do their job in a safe way because they don't have to go and chase down murderers and rapists. They're just chasing people who enjoy a plant.
Well, apparently they're also after people with sex toys as well, Derek J. What's going on?
It wasn't the rod they were looking for. That's the first line in this article.
Where's it from?
But from the New York Post.
Okay.
And this is a story, for me, about hoity-toity liberals. It's out of New York. They're all so sue-happy. They never give the police a break. So let's just, you know, let's all be reasonable here. So when the cops couldn't find a gun in a Bronx man's home, they settled for taking out his mother's sex toys and displaying them around the apartment. Pretty legitimate, I would think. The 22-year-old claimed in a lawsuit, even though no gun was found, Dwight Anderson said he and his mother were arrested at gunpoint and charged with criminal possession of a weapon. They were released the next day on their own recognizance.
The sex toys, were those the weapons?
It's hard to say. Anderson returned to the home he shares with his mother to find the place trashed by cops who damaged his television, his PlayStation video game console, and his clothes, and left his mother's sex toys out for all to see, the suit says. The police officers...
I mean, it's one thing if it's your sex toys, but if it's mom's sex toys, that's, like, even worse.
Ouch. It's pretty gross. So this is a quote from Anderson from the claim. The police officers also took out my mother's personal objects and put them around the house, which was very embarrassing.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Aww.
After they were arraigned, they came home to find his mother's personal items, dildos, if I can be frank, placed around the house by the police, Anderson's lawyer said. I felt disrespected,
wow.
Anderson told the police. I felt angry. I felt violated.
That is a violation.
You bet. I felt like they took advantage and they can do anything they want. Ding,
he
ding,
is
ding.
Right.
Yeah.
You couldn't have said it better there, dude.
He said the cops left one out. Of one of his mother's sex toys out on his bed. Anderson said he wasn't home when his mother, with his mother on January 19th when the cops burst in, guns drawn, and ordered them down onto the floor.
God,
the officer had a shield and pushed me down to the ground. I don't know why I was being arrested. He was handcuffed and taken to the precinct and had his arraignment overnight. Meanwhile,
and
the cops
they were
ransacking the apartment while he was in the precinct and under arrest, then had his arraignment. Oh, when he came back, he noticed that the TV, iPod, and PlayStation were all damaged beyond repair.
Sick.
The cops had a search warrant, apparently found... a gun on another floor of the Andersons' apartment building and arrested him and his mother. Several months after the arrest, the charges were dismissed.
You don't get your PlayStation 3 back, though, or the TV or anything like that, right? Okay, so they dropped the charges. Now you don't have to go to court. Now you just have a destroyed apartment and lost property and damage.
Police spokesman did not immediately return a call for comment, and the mother has filed a separate lawsuit against the city. In his suit, Anderson
requests... Yeah, how's that going to work out?
It's not going to work out, obviously. But Anderson...
Some lawyer's going to cash in, and that'll be the day.
Yeah, these hoity-toity liberals, I hope that they get what they want. The requested unspecified damages for false arrest and imprisonment, negligent training of police officers, property damage, and malicious prosecution. I hope they win.
Now, is this in the city?
This is in the Bronx,
okay.
New York City.
Jeez. That's a sick story. And he's right. They can do whatever they want to and drop the charges at the last minute, and odds are good their lawsuit will fail, and they'll just be SOL.
Any doubt
that
the biggest gang...
See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera. juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.